Yeah, I got to be honest, Al. You seem to have perked up a little bit. You doing better? I don't know if you're just faking it a little better or what, but you sound better.
I think the Theraflu's getting in there. Got to mix the Theraflu. Just kind of mixing everything in together now.
Have you had enough caffeine? That's a good flu combatant too.
Nada.
Oh, you don't want to.
Okay, no. Let me tell you something. Okay, relax. Okay, relax.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So, I don't go a morning without going to get a cup of coffee. That's the routine. And sometimes we'll get two cups of coffee. You know when you know you're sick? When your body does it, the last thing it wants is a cup of coffee. So, that's the best way that I could describe to you. The last thing my body wants is a coffee. Now you know that, look, the booster is it's doing its work.
All right, so you've been here. Like the coffee, I understand. Your body's telling you, do not put caffeine into this machinery. I understand that. Like, let's kind of flip it on its head for a second.
Okay.
You've been out with friends. You've been out at a party, maybe young Sliwa, college party, whatever. Maybe adult Sliwa is just having a good time one night. And your body is telling you, do not put another drink into this system. I'm done. I've had enough. What do you do?
Put one more in there. Maybe
put one
and more.
That's exactly right. Put one more in there. And you know what? Doesn't always end bad. Usually does, but not always. I think you should kind of take that and say, you know what? I know the body, the machine's saying no caffeine, but you should go get a 5-hour energy or something.
It is kind of funny that I like the lean into it, but for somebody who literally religiously has a cup of coffee every single morning, there's no question about it. I'm an investor into Starbucks, and I don't own anything. I just give them my money every morning, right? When you don't want that cup of coffee, that's when you know, you're a little off today.
That's me with Mexican food. That's how my wife knows that I'm not right. Like, if she says to me, hey, I was thinking we could go pick up some Mexican food tonight, I'm like,
no, I'm good.
She's like, hey, are you okay? I three times in my life, I've said, you know what, I'm really not feeling Mexican food tonight. Hey, are you feeling it? Do you need to see the doctor?
Do you want
me to call somebody? We all have our litmus tests. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Today's National Bobblehead Day, Slee, and they put some of our bobbleheads up there. You got your Chick Hearn bobblehead. I got Mookie up there, and I got my man Ole from UCSB. Are you a bobblehead guy?
I'm not a bobblehead guy, but I'll tell you the ones that I own because I have a couple at my parents' house. I have a LaDainian Tomlinson one. Back in the day, LT was my guy. Loved watching LT.
As a Raider fan, that surprises me.
Yeah, well, things changed, and now it's now we don't cheer for LT anymore.
Okay.
And then I have this one. This one's kind of comical, bro. When I was at San Diego State, anytime I went to a football game, I'm not kidding when I tell you, I think every other weekend was Marshall Faulk bobblehead night, okay?
Well, why not? He's pretty good.
He's awesome. He's great. But I don't know if, they made an order in 2001 that they ordered way too many. And all the way up until 2012, I think they were still handing them out. I'm like, it's the same Marshall Faulk bobblehead I got 9 years ago.
We still got 40,000 of these in the athletic department offices. The Marshall Head bobblehead week 2, 6, and 9. We're gonna give away Marshall bobblehead.
Hey, if someone grabs peanuts, throw them a Marshall Faulk bobblehead. Just include it.
Why not? I had a moment. When I was working for Rome.
And then
I said something,
and then Kobe and Shaq. Those are the.
Oh
three.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're the Laker guy. You should have all the Laker.
Done with that. Yeah,
for
done
sure.
With that.
I said something at one point, like, yeah, I like bobble. The next thing I know, I was getting two a week. They were showing up. Every team that had a promotion, I had hundreds of them, and literally hundreds of them in my office. And I've only kept a few along the way, but I like them. You're not going to do better than Ole. Ole is pretty solid.
Okay, so there is the one that they put up was the one they put up. You mentioned the Chick Hearn one.
Mm-hmm.
So I told. At the office is where the Chick Hearn one is. And I forgot I had it, but I knew. I'm like, wait, I think there's a Chick Hearn one. Is it there? Is it mine? But whatever it is. So Taylor went and took a photo of it. Bro, that's a clean one. Of all the bobbleheads they give out, and this was, I'm assuming, I don't remember, when it was. They gave it away at a game at Crypto.com Arena. When they give something like Chick Hearn in his suit, It's Chick Hearn. He's got the mic. You know, like that. That's a classic one. Really, really cool.
I like your Chick Hearn. I do. I wish I had that one. But if there was like a Chick Hearn Bowling for Dollars version, yeah, it's a little predates you a little bit. But there was, I don't know if it. Some people probably know this. I don't know if everybody knows this. There was a local game show in L.A. I think Channel 5, maybe Channel 9, like in the late 70s, called Bowling for Dollars, where people contestants would come on and they'd bowl and they'd win. And Chick was the host, and it was awesome. I say Chick Hearn is one of the most legendary NBA broadcasters of all time, but I can't hear Chick's name and not think of Bowling for Dollars. I think it's just age, time, and place. But if there is a Chick Hearn Bowling for Dollars bobble, I definitely want that. That would be at the top of the list. 33 in a row for the Lakers. They won their 33rd game 50 years ago today. We're kind of talking about some unbreakable records along the way. Let's go to Anthony in Upland. Anthony, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Cy Young has probably double than a second person for most wins for a pitcher of all time, bar none.
Yeah, it's not double, but it's a lot more. I think he's got 512, and I don't think anybody else has 400. So it's.
Yeah, I think Julio Urias is killing it this season for the Dodgers starting pitcher, and I wanted to know, okay, well, who had the most wins of all time? Look him up. Second was Verlander, and he's still active, but Walker is going, you know, to be any soon.
Yeah, no. Well, to give you an idea, to win 300 games, you got to win 20 games a year, 15 years in a row. Okay, so that's 300.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Right?
Like,
there
can't
are some
comprehend
when you
it.
When you really do the math, it's like that. Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
How in the world are you supposed to do something like that? But yeah, Cy Young's is. And look, it's so different now, Al. Like the winning streak one is probably more in play because if you just had an extraordinary team.
Sure.
And got lucky a few times. You could stack
and there were
some
good
together.
Teams in these last 10 years, right? Like that Warriors
Absolutely.
Team, that LeBron team. That's you're right. That could happen. Definitely. I mean, listen, it hasn't happened, but it's not completely out of the question if you have that type of squad.
The individual ones, the Wilt Chamberlain ones, the Cy Young, those are never happening again because A, guys just don't do that anymore. They don't play that long. They don't play every game. Those things like, well, Wilt never came out of a game. With Cy Young won 500. Never, ever, ever again because people don't do that anymore. It's like setting a stagecoach record or being the fastest blacksmith. They don't exist anymore.
Well, and it's also, too, think about how the game is played right now. So the way the game is played for, let's just use the NBA as an example. You know how many times I end up and you and I will do a show together and we'll say, man, Bron played 40 minutes yesterday. We've got to get him down. You know, you got to load management. You got to this. You got to that. The game is also so different. There's nothing about what they used to do. I think that's going to be probably the most important thing that holds people back from breaking some of these records is strategically it's different, right? It's not in the best interest of a player to play 82 games. At least it doesn't. That's not the concept in the NBA anymore.
Well, the concept is to win the championship, right?
Yep.
The concept is what gives us the best opportunity to win the title. This is kind of a Greg Popovich's legacy as much as winning a bunch of titles is I'm not here to entertain you night in and night out. I'm here to win the NBA championship. And if that means I'm going to sit Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili for a week just because they need a little time off, then I'm going to do it. I don't care if your ticket price is the price of admission and you're watching backups. That's as much of his legacy as anything else.
Yeah, and by the way, that's, you know, some people cannot stand it. Some people absolutely hate it. Some people hate that's the way the game is played these days, but it's the reality. These front offices they're looking at the game a lot different than they were, of course, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
All right, Al, reboots are incredibly popular. I want to reboot a sports league, and they are going to reboot a television show. We'll tell you both next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't know if it's because it's a Friday and I need to kind of, you know, stock my bag and make sure that I have enough to get through the weekend, but I'm really feeling Ask Slee today. They've done a very, very
some
good
solid
job.
Ones.
Some great ones. And yeah. On the phone and on text and everything else. So you ready for one more?
Sure.
Grant in L.A., hashtag Ask Slee. I'm interested in hearing about young Slee. Who isn't? What was your best and worst memory of high school? Do you have one that pops to mind, bad or good?
Best or worst moment in high school?
Keep it PG.
What's that?
Keep it PG. Because all the good high school memories are rated R, right? At least.
This is
NC-17.
This is a random one, but this one was, I remember, like, idiots on prom night. I had a really, really good group of friends. Like, they were all good people. You know, like, they got along with everybody, but we all were in one hotel, right? So this was on prom. We're all in one hotel. Trav, like idiots, we ordered, like, we everybody's gonna have liquor there. It's prom, blah blah blah, all that stuff.
Sure.
And we were getting toasted. It's prom. This is kind of like the idea and the concept. We're all getting toasted. And I just remember. A cop knocking on the door. It's saying,
of the hotel?
Of the hotel. He's like, yeah, this is done. And all of our liquor was gone. And that was it. It was like, what do we do now? It was
How far into the party had you at least gotten to enjoy yourselves for a while, or was it early?
I'm telling you, it couldn't have been 45 minutes in. It couldn't have been 45 minutes in.
That's pretty good. I don't know why.
His response, he wasn't even mad. He was no, this is, see, it's over. And then he would just pour everything down the drain. It's pretty good.
This is one of these things. And it's so interesting you say that, because
I didn't drink much in high school at all. So it was like, I just had two shots. I was like, that's it. I'm done. I have alcohol poisoning.
When you're in high school and something like that happens, you think the cop is like going to end your world and take you all to jail. And he did the exact same thing. Yeah, and he knows that he did the exact same thing. And it's one of those, like, I have to shut this down because it's my job to shut this down, but I'm going to go out of my way not to ruin these guys' night. I'm going to take the booze, and I'm going to keep it going, but I am not here to ruin their night. And that's what you don't get when you're 17. You think the world is coming to an end when this whole thing is actually – he's just like, look, guys, I can't look the other way on this. But I'm not dragging. I'm not calling your moms and dads. Just chill out and don't be crazy.
Yeah, dumbass.
That kind of perspective would be amazing.
Close the window or turn down the music. You know, like, it was such amateur hour the way we did it. And when he just knocks on the door, he's just like, yeah, this is over. We're like, thank you for your time.
My favorite moment from high school was winning the All-Valley Karate Championship back in 1989.
Sure.
I went up against a young transplant from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Kick, and I just knew that my sensei would disrespect me if I hadn't gone in there and sweeped his leg. So I'm deep in the karate. Wow, I can't get enough of it. I need more Johnny. I need every story.
What are you
going to
do this weekend?
Kids.
Are you watching? How much of it will you watch?
I got to catch up to you. It kind of depends on what you do. You're already one ahead of me, so I need to at least watch one more. We're getting to that point where I want to start doling them out slowly because, you know, once it's over, it's over. That's one of the only downsides to streaming services, right?
Sure.
Is that you can end, like, when old school TV, when you had to wait till Tuesday night at 10 o'clock for your thing to come on.
Uh-huh.
You had to wait till Tuesday night at 10 o'clock for your thing to come on. Now you can just hammer through the whole thing. You're done in a week or a couple of days, really. And you're over with it. I like parceling it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it just depends. If you don't have anything going on, you're going to binge watch it. And if you do, then it takes a lot of patience to get. If you get a good episode, I went back. I think I told you this. I went back. I never saw The Sopranos when it was live, when it was going on, when it was happening on HBO. Mm-hmm. So to watch Sopranos or Boardwalk Empire or The Wire, like some of these other shows. I remember a couple years ago, John had suggested go watch The Wire. You know how tough it was to like stop at an episode? When you have a really, really, really good show to just stop at midnight and say, I'm done with this, you know, you're up till 1:30. You're right. So there's part of it where the streaming, it's you can't pace it out.
The problem with Karate Kid is, or Cobra Kai, is the episodes are like 35 minutes long, 40 minutes, whatever they are. Not when I watch them, because for me they're like 11 minutes long, because I just plow through all the stuff that if Johnny isn't on camera, I'm not watching it. I'm zipping through all of the Miguel and Tori and Hawk. I don't care about any of these characters. I only care about Johnny.
Do you really for through that?
I go
through them.
How are
you getting the full story?
Somehow, some way, I'm able to follow the plot of Cobra Kai without seeing Hawk get his head shaved by the Cobra Kais.
So you did see that part. So you saw it.
You see it. I'm watching it. I'm not going through it at like quadruple speed. I'm going through it at double speed. So I get to. Trust me, you're not missing much of the dialogue. This is not The Wire. This is not Sopranos, where you know there's metaphors.
All of a sudden, I went the other way, where I'm giving Cobra Kai too much credit.
Hey, did you see what, you know, when Hawk came in and he was wearing a purple shirt as opposed to wearing a green shirt? You know what? That's not going on.
Trav, do you know what can happen tonight? Lakers could win 4 games in a row. They haven't done that all season. I want you to just take a step back.
Well, they've only played what? Like they've only played like
Don't
8 or 9
that.
Games.
I want you to understand. They got a chance to win 4 games in a row. They got Trae Young tonight, and they got Ja Morant on Sunday. So two of like the elite young guards in the NBA. We were giving away those tickets yesterday. I'm not kidding. I was very excited to give away those tickets. And I think there's, you know,
I knew you were.
There are certain players that, do you remember last playoff run for the Atlanta Hawks? Hawks are not having the season that everybody thought they were going to have. Trav, he was almost must-watch TV. Like I say that because you want to hold that name, you want to hold that category for LeBron and KD and Giannis. I'm not kidding when I say it. Trae Young was one of the more exciting players in the playoffs. He was amazing. Against the Knicks, he was bowing to the crowd, saying thank you for coming to my performance. It was fun to see. And listen, I know you and I, for the most part, we look at this Lakers team so far. They're a game above 500. This is the game so far this year that the Lakers would lose. So let me kind of explain what I mean there. They've been in situations like this before where they got a chance to go on a 4-game winning streak. They've been in situations where you want to start giving the Lakers credit and saying, wait a minute, is something happening here? Are the Lakers starting to play some good basketball? And I know players have been out, this, that, but a lot of teams have kind of dealt with the same situation. This is typically so far this year, you lose tonight, you go back down to 500, and then you got a dogfight coming up on Sunday against Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. And I think Memphis is 7 games over or 12 games over 500. They've won 7 games in a row.
Memphis is good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. They're good. And they might not give up
full
that
stop.
Fourth spot. They might not give up that fourth spot either. So, but it's kind of interesting going into tonight's game that this would be the first time this year Lakers would have 4-game winning streak.
Well, I think there's a difference. There's a difference between something being meaningful and giving them a little credit for it, right? That I don't know how much credit you get for winning those 4 games in a row, considering who the opponents were. But I don't think it's without meaning, right? Mm-hmm. The Lakers beating anybody, winning 4 games in a row, whether it's the Kings and the Rockets and the T-Wolves and Atlanta, it's meaningful. They haven't done it. Like you said, they're at the halfway point, and that a Laker team that has LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook and all these other, Dwight Howard, all these guys, that they haven't won 4 games in a row is shocking. Mm-hmm. It's really, truly shocking that they haven't been able to do it. I don't care who it's against, because they've had other stretches where they've played 4 bad teams in a row and they haven't been able to do it. So, and again, Atlanta's not a bad team. They're maybe an underachieving team, but yeah, I think there's some value
in this
to go out there and get it done. I they need some, Al, I'm a big momentum in certain sports, I think, is, and I think the NBA is, you get in the habit of winning. You get in the habit of doing these things. You have the same players every night in the same rotation. Maybe Monk getting some minutes in that starting rotation has kind of solidified some things. They need, if they're going to make a run at this, and I still think it's, I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible, they're going to have to start winning games against whoever it is they're playing, and that includes Atlanta's and Memphis. You're going to have to beat those teams.
Especially at home. Okay, I got this tweet from James. Guess what? What do you think he tweeted me?
I don't know.
Kobe what Kai. Do you think? What do you think he tweeted me about bobbleheads?
Marshall Faulk, bobbleheads, Chick Hearn. I don't know. Bob Miller.
He tweeted me 2 Marshall Faulk bobbleheads. He has 2 of them. 2 of them. One side by side. Both of them
are
sit right
same?
Next to each other on the washer.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Okay.
Exactly.
When you said. But is it? It's not the same because one Marshall on the right is taller than Marshall on the left.
No, I think the neck. No, it's the same one because look, see the. Now this is old school too. Look at the extra sports. See the extra sports.
I do.
It's the same one.
But why did Marshall grow 2 inches on the right than he was?
Isn't that happen with a bobblehead sometimes? Isn't that how they?
I don't know. I don't think they're like sentient beings. I don't think that they move around and grow and shrink.
The point is, he has 2 of them too. Everybody has 2 Marshall Faulk bobbleheads.
I dig it. You're going to have to go. When you make the next trip back to Casa de Sliwa in San Diego, you need to line them all up, all 46 that you have. And play. You should do like one of those old tabletop football games where you turn on the electricity and it goes,
That's right.
And everything goes to the middle. You should create your own little Marshall Faulk tabletop football game. Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. All right, your last chance, Raider fans, Rams fans, Charger fans, and who am I forgetting? 49er fans. Jorge maybe wants to weigh in and see what's going on. He's the only 49er guy I know in my life right now. You can go in and can do that. It's all Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know if it's because it's a Friday and I need to kind of, you know, stock my bag and make sure that I have enough to get through the weekend, but I'm really feeling Ask Slee today. They've done a very, very
some
good
job. Some solid
ones. Some great ones. And on the phone and on text and everything else. So you ready for one more?
Sure.
Grant in L.A., hashtag Ask Slee. I'm interested in hearing about young Slee. Who isn't? What was your best and worst memory of high school? Do you have one that pops to mind, bad or good?
Best or worst moment in high school?
Keep it PG.
What's that?
Keep it PG. Because all the good high school memories are rated R, right? At least.
This is
NC-17.
This is a random one, but this one was, I remember, like, idiots on prom night. I had a really, really good group of friends. Like, they were all good people. You know, like, they got along with everybody, but we all were in one hotel, right? So this was on prom. We're all in one hotel. Trav, like idiots, we ordered, like, we everybody's gonna have liquor there. It's prom, blah blah blah, all that stuff.
Sure.
And we were getting toasted. It's prom. This is kind of like the idea and the concept. We're all getting toasted. And I just remember. A cop knocking on the door. It's saying,
the hotel?
Of the hotel. He's like, yeah, this is done. And all of our liquor was gone. And that was it. It was like, what do we do now? It was
How far into the party had you at least gotten to enjoy yourselves for a while, or was it early?
I'm telling you, it couldn't have been 45 minutes in. It couldn't have been 45 minutes in.
That's pretty good. I don't know why.
His response, he wasn't even mad. He was it's over. And then he would just pour everything down the drain. It's pretty good.
This is one of these things. And it's so interesting you say that because
I didn't drink much in high school at all. So it was like I just had 2 shots. I was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. I have alcohol poisoning.
when you're in high school and something like that happens, you think the cop is like going to end your world, take you out of jail. And what he did the exact same thing. Yeah, and he knows that he did the exact same thing. And it's one of those, like, I have to shut this down because it's my job to shut this down, but I'm going to go out of my way not to ruin these guys' night. I'm going to take the booze, and I'm going to keep it going, but I am not here to ruin their night. And that's what you don't get when you're 17. You think the world is coming to an end when this whole thing is actually – he's just like, look, guys, I can't look the other way on this. But I'm not dragging. I'm not calling your moms and dads. Just chill out and don't be crazy.
Yeah, dumbass.
That kind of perspective would be amazing.
Close the window or turn down the music. You know, like it was such amateur hour the way we did it. And when he just knocks on the door, he's just like, yeah, this is over. We're like, thank you for your time.
My favorite moment from high school was winning the All-Valley Karate Championship back in 1989 I went up against a young transplant from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Kick, and I just knew that my sensei would disrespect me if I hadn't gone in there and sweeped his leg. So I'm deep in the karate. Wow, I can't get enough of it. I need more Johnny. I need every story.
What are you
going
to do this weekend?
Kids.
Are you watching? How much of it will you watch?
I got to catch up to you. It kind of depends on what you do. You're already one ahead of me, so I need to at least watch one more. We're getting to that point where I want to start doling them out slowly because, you know, once it's over, it's over. That's one of the only downsides to streaming services, right?
Sure.
Is that you can end, like when old school TV, when you had to wait till Tuesday night at 10 o'clock for your thing to come on.
Uh-huh.
You had to wait till Tuesday night at 10 o'clock for your thing to come on. Now you can just hammer through the whole thing. You're done in a week or a couple of days, really. And you're over with it. I like parceling it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it just depends. If you don't have anything going on, you're going to binge watch it. And if you do, then it takes a lot of patience to get – if you get a good episode. I went back. I think I told you this. I went back. I never saw The Sopranos when it was live, when it was going on, when it was happening on HBO. Mm-hmm. So to watch Sopranos or Boardwalk Empire or The Wire, like some of these other shows. I remember a couple years ago John had suggested go watch The Wire. You know how tough it was to like stop at an episode when you have a really, really, really good show to just stop at midnight and say I'm done with this. You know, you're up till 1:30. You're right. So there's part of it where the streaming, it's you can't pace it out.
The problem with Karate Kid is or Cobra Kai is the episodes are like 35 minutes long, 40 minutes, whatever they are. Not when I watch them, because for me, they're like 11 minutes long, because I just plow through all the stuff that if Johnny isn't on camera, I'm not watching it. I'm zipping through all of the Miguel and Tori and Hawk. I don't care about any of these characters. I only care about Johnny.
Do you really for through that?
I go
through them.
How are
you getting the full story?
Somehow, some way, I'm able to follow the plot of Cobra Kai without seeing Hawk get his head shaved by the Cobra Kais.
So you did see that part. So you saw it.
You see it. I'm watching it. I'm not going through it at like quadruple speed. I'm going through it at double speed. So I get to. I trust me. You're not missing much of the dialogue. This is not The Wire. This is not Sopranos where you know there's metaphors.
All of a sudden, I went the other way where I'm giving Cobra Kai too much credit.
Hey, did you see what, you know, when Hawk came in and he was wearing a purple shirt as opposed to wearing a green shirt, you know what, that's not going on.
Trav, do you know what can happen tonight? Lakers could win 4 games in a row. They haven't done that all season. I want you to just take a step back.
Well, they've only played like 8 or 9 games.
I want you to understand they got a chance to win 4 games in a row. They got Trae Young tonight. And they got Ja Morant on Sunday, so two of, like, the elite young guards in the NBA. We were giving away those tickets yesterday. I'm not kidding. I was very excited to give away those tickets. And I think there's, you know.
I knew you were.
There are certain players that, do you remember last playoff run for the Atlanta Hawks? Hawks are not having the season that everybody thought they were going to have. Trav, he was almost must-watch TV. Like, I say that because you want to hold that name. You want to hold that category for LeBron and KD and Giannis. I'm not kidding when I say it. Trae Young was one of the more exciting players in the playoffs. He was amazing. Against the Knicks, he was bowing to the crowd saying, thank you for coming to my performance.
sure.
It was fun to see. And listen, I know you and I, for the most part, we look at this Lakers team so far. They're a game above 500. This is the game so far this year that the Lakers would lose. So let me kind of explain what I mean there. They've been in situations like this before where they got a chance to go on a four-game winning streak. They've been in situations where you want to start giving the Lakers credit and saying, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Is something happening here? Are the Lakers starting to play some good basketball? And I know players have been out, this, that, but a lot of teams have kind of dealt with the same situation. This is typically so far this year, you lose tonight, you go back down to 500, and then you got a dogfight coming up on Sunday against Ja Morant. And I think Memphis is 12 games over 500. They've won 7 games in a row.
Memphis is good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. They're good. Might not give up that four spot. They might not give up that four spot either. So, but it's kind of interesting going into tonight's game that this will be the first time this year Lakers would have a 4-game winning streak.
Well, I think there's a difference. There's a difference between something being meaningful and giving them a little credit for it, right? That I don't know how much credit you get for winning those 4 games in a row, considering who the opponents were, but I don't think it's without meaning, right? Mm-hmm. The Lakers beating anybody, winning 4 games in a row, whether it's the Kings and the Rockets and the T-Wolves and Atlanta, it's meaningful. They haven't done it. Like you said, they're at the halfway point, and a Laker team that has LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook and all these other Dwight Howard, all these guys, that they haven't won 4 games in a row is shocking. Mm-hmm. It's really, truly shocking that they haven't been able to do it. I don't care who it's against, because they've had other stretches where they've played 4 bad teams in a row and they haven't been able to do it. So, and I guess Atlanta's not a bad team. They're maybe an underachieving team, but yeah, I think there's some value
and
in this
could
to go out
around
there and get it done. They need some, Al. I'm a big momentum in certain sports, I think, is, and I think the NBA is, you get in the habit of winning. You get in the habit of doing these things. You have the same players every night in the same rotation. Maybe Monk getting some minutes in that starting rotation has kind of solidified some things. They need, if they're going to make a run at this, and I still think it's, I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible, they're going to have to start winning games against whoever it is they're playing, and that includes Atlanta's and Memphis. You're going to have to beat those teams.
Especially at home. Okay, I got this tweet from James. Guess what? What do you think he tweeted me?
I don't know.
What do you think he tweeted me about bobbleheads?
Marshall Faulk, bobbleheads, Chick Hearn. I don't know. Bob Miller.
He tweeted me 2 Marshall Faulk bobbleheads. He has 2 of them. 2 of them. One side by side. Both of them
sit
right next to each other on the washer.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Okay.
Exactly.
When you said... But is it? It's not the same, because one Marshall on the right is taller than Marshall on the left.
No, I think the neck. No, it's the same one, because look, see the – now this is old school too. Look at the extra sports.
Uh-huh.
See the extra sports?
I do.
It's the same one.
But why did Marshall grow 2 inches on the right than he was on the
– Isn't that happen with a bobblehead sometimes? Isn't that how they
– I don't know. I don't think they're like sentient beings. I don't think that they move around and grow and shrink.
The point is, he has 2 of them too. Everybody has 2 Marshall Faulk bobbleheads.
I dig it. You're going to have to go. When you make the next trip back to Casa de Sliwa in San Diego, you need to line them all up, all 46 that you have. And play. You should do like one of those old tabletop football games where you turn on the electricity and it goes,
That's right.
And everything goes to the middle. You should create your own little Marshall Faulk tabletop football game. Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. All right, your last chance, Raider fans, Rams fans, Charger fans, and... who am I forgetting? 49er fans. Jorge maybe wants to weigh in and see what's going on. He's the only 49er guy I know in my life right now. You can go in and can do that. It's all Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So I'm really happy you made it.
I made it, bro.
You're leaning back in your chair. You got your hood on, but you made it to the finish line. This is good news for you.
Pre-game show starts at 5:30.
You said you just saw a tweet from President Biden that you wanted to respond to.
Yeah, Biden put out, but I'll go get your boosters, and I wanted to respond back. I just got mine, Joe. I'm struggling over here, man. What's going on here? What did I get inside of me?
Well, Theraflu and the booster, and now you're on the rack for a couple of days. All right, let's start with this. This is crazy. Emily sent this to us last night, and I did not realize this. Markieff Morris has not played since Jokic knocked him out, right? So remember that cheap shot where he threw that shoulder into him from behind? And he said, imagine having a 300-pound sloppy fat boy run full speed and make direct contact with your spine. I'll be back soon, like I said. A, credit for sloppy fat boy. That's pretty funny.
Yep.
But, man, that is crazy.
I forgot.
Like, when it happened, you thought, okay, a day or two. He hadn't played since.
I forgot. And that's – listen, I'm sure for Jokic, too, that was – oh, geez, did this really just happen? Did I just injure this guy? Look, Markieff Morris took a little cheap shot towards Jokic. Jokic obviously did the same thing, took a cheap shot back. You never want to see, Chav, you played sports your entire life. It's like if you want to hit somebody when you were a pitcher, you don't want to actually injure them. You know, you're sending a message or you're trying to hit them in the thigh or the something along those lines.
Depends on why I'm doing it. The only rule was don't throw above the shoulder.
Sure.
Okay, you don't come above the shoulders, but if I hit you in the arm and it breaks, I don't know what you want from me. I'm not trying to break your arm, but if it happens, that's not my problem. You provoked an incident where I had to respond, so that's kind of your fault.
I am shocked that he's been out for 30 games. I really, really am. I had zero idea as well. And we only know it based upon the tweet from Markieff Morris yesterday.
By the way, the 300-pound sloppy fat boy, that guy can play.
He's
the reigning MVP. And, oh, by the way, he is on the short list of MVPs again for this season. He is
25, 14, and 7. Shoots over 50% from the field. He's a fun player to watch. The problem with Denver is they can't get healthy.
Sloppy fat boys are in radio, and they make very, very effective NBA centers along the way. How about this? Mason is shaving his eyebrow off in a couple of hours, right? it's the fantasy football bet gone wrong.
Yep.
We've heard about the Waffle House and all these other things, but Mace following through with taking off his eyebrow is pretty baller.
Gotta
I'm not going to lie.
Gotta give him credit for that one. How long does it, I don't know if this has been explored on the show, when does it come back? Like, what's the deal here? Like, I'm not a dermatologist or whatever,
but I would imagine it grows at the same speed as your hair, right? So it would take.
Which hair are we talking about?
You have hair on the sides that I know you keep, like, tight, right? But if your hair grows, I don't know. I mean, it grows like your beard, so it would take a couple months.
Well, I just looked it up, guys. I don't know that because I've never shaved my eyebrow.
Just looked it up. It's going to take 2 to 3 months. So he's going to have 2 to 3 months eyebrow, but I can teach him how to color that in.
I was just going to say, I wonder if he just kind of leans into it and goes eyebrowless for 2 months.
Or do you go, I'm going to have one and draw one in?
Because you could draw from a distance, you probably couldn't tell. It's not until you got up close that you'd be able to notice that one is makeup and one is hair.
This is what I would do. I would, like he's doing later today, get rid of the first one, see how you feel. And if you think as the day progresses, you know what, this looks stupid, the other one's got to go too, then take action on the other one.
He's got a tattoo of an eyebrow. Sometimes women shave off their eyebrows and they get tattoos of the eyebrows on. So.
That seems like a bad idea. That seems like that's a play that you better be very, very comfortable with. This is interesting. Emily, keep your mic on because this is for you. Nick Cage turns 58. You have a Nick Cage pillowcase on your bed?
Yes. So I got
who doesn't?
I don't put it on my bed all the time. I do it as a joke sometimes, but I got a Nicolas Cage pillowcase from my sister as like a gag gift for Christmas one year because I love Nicolas Cage. I love National Treasure.
Huge fan. Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. Amazing. And so I have a Nicolas Cage pillowcase that says, "I'll see you in my dreams." And it's just like a wild like Nicolas Cage, bugged eyes.
Like Nicolas Cage ironically or you really like him?
Ironically, but I genuinely love National Treasure and then I ironically will watch any movie that Nicolas Cage has out. So I'm really excited for his new movie that's essentially he's playing himself. So it's going to be amazing. Also, he's expecting another child. So congratulations, Cage family.
Why did I think that The Rock was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life when I saw it with
Nicolas Cage? Dr. Stanley Goodspeed?
I thought it was. I'm like, no, that's it. They don't. Why make another movie after this? When you this is the
that's
pinnacle.
What I gotta say.
The best Nick Cage movie is leaving Las Vegas, not because he's fantastic in it, but rather because Elizabeth Shue is in it, and anything with Elizabeth Shue is a great performance. Therefore, that is the winning answer to what is the best Nick Cage movie, Leaving Las Vegas. Are you a Ally with an Eye fan, Slee?
Say probably yes. not as big of a fan as you.
Well, I that's fine. Nobody's as big a fan as I am. Maybe her agent, maybe something like that, but no, I'm at the top of the list. How do they get the pod, Slee?
ESPN app or on iTunes, just search Travis and Slee. We'll get the full 3 hours.
We'll see if Slee is alive on Monday. I'll be here 10 a.m., don't forget it. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.